Let's rip into a Friday from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike. I'm going to Chicago in a week. I hope it warms up.
Yeah, it will be. It's going out for the weekend in preparation for your arrival. It'll still be chilly, though. Still be chilly. Hey, listen, let me put this to you. So yesterday, the Fed decision, right? Market goes through the roof. Who was it a month ago saying the Fed's wrong and no one knows the economy and the markets better than me and he needs to pull his head in? Who was saying that?
You're going to have to. I don't want to get it wrong, Mike.
Trump.
So who was saying that? Yeah, Trump. It was Trump. Yeah, it was.
So Trump. Was Trump right?
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about that.
Good.
The Federal Reserve. So yeah, the Federal Reserve looked at monetary policy yesterday. They had their meeting. This all came out after we spoke yesterday, right? So we've got a change of direction. You're dead right. No change to interest rates, but you've got this seeming turnaround in their outlook, and that's what's getting the attention. So what have they said? They've effectively put further interest rate rises on hold, and they've said they will be patient on further interest rate moves. But not only that, they're prepared to adjust any of the details of completing their balance sheet normalization in light of economic and financial developments, their words. So they've dropped the reference to further gradual increases. So effectively, Mike, the door is now open to the next move to be up or down. And you're dead right, it's quite different from the outlook only 6 weeks ago. And you've hit the nail on the head. The undercurrent was that the Fed was subject of some criticism by President Trump, but he wasn't the only one criticising the mic, so I think you have, he wasn't the only person saying that, but he was part of a chorus of people that were. The Fed chairman, he hasn't directly said he was under pressure from that. He said that the decision to put rate increases on hold was driven by cross currents, not just a dramatic change in the outlook for the US economy. And then there's no, those cross currents, well, they're sort of economics 101 stuff, really, aren't they? Slower growth in major markets, uncertainty around trade policy, US government shutdown. So, yes, it looks like he's succumbed, and the meet, or him and the committee have succumbed to the pressure, but they're saying no. Share market's got a boost, you're right, US dollar a bit weaker. Stronger New Zealand dollar, lower US interest rates. Mike, we've still got these US corporate results coming out. I'm just looking at, I was just looking at them just before I spoke to you. Facebook, General Electric, both the share price when I looked, they're up 13%, 14% respectively. We've got Amazon after the market close. You know, the company results are actually coming in okay, Mike.
Very
and
good.
You've got non-farm payrolls tonight as well.
Looks pretty good. Tesla made a profit too. So, you know, when Tesla's making a profit, the world's going in the right direction as far as I can work out. Now, listen, Standard & Poor's gave us a call and things are looking all right here too.
Yeah, look, it's not earth-shattering, but I think it's a. This is a headline worthy of note. Standard & Poor's, that's the rating agency, they've revised their outlook on New Zealand's sovereign credit rating. So we've gone from positive to, gone to positive from stable. So we're sitting at AA+. That's just under that gold-plated AAA rating. So this is all about the likelihood of the government hitting those budget surpluses that they're going to come in the early 2020s. So in the word of S&P, this would reduce net general government debt and provide additional resilience to macroeconomic or financial sector risks. So they're expecting the smaller deficit, solid economic growth. The thing is, Mike, we need to keep the growth rate ticking over. If that growth rate doesn't keep ticking over, these things are potentially under pressure. Now, what you've got to remember here, though, Mike, is we've got a lot of private sector debt. So they're talking about the government debt. There's still a lot of private sector debt. So there's still the risk of foreign investors becoming a little less willing to lend to our banks. The thing is, Mike, I think you have to acknowledge that Grant Robertson, as Minister of Finance, has been sort of reasonably prudent in terms of the management of that that fiscal situation so far. He is sticking to his guns on the 20% target of debt to government debt to GDP. The next test, of course, is the wellness budget, which will come very shortly. But at the moment, he would appear to be fiscally prudent.
Good insight. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones. Well, I looked a second ago, it's just over 25,000, but it's oscillating around 25,000. Should we say that? So the S&P 500 2,705. They're up 25. The Nasdaq up 1.5%. Actually, currently at 7,289. So they're looking good. FTSE 100 6,968 up 27. The Nikkei 20,707. T3, they're up 1%. Shanghai Composite, little moved, 2,584. across the Tasman, they lost 22 yesterday on the ASX 200, closing at 5864. We gained 60 points on the NZX 50, about 0.67% to close just under 9,000 at 8,985. Kiwi dollar stronger, 0.6921 against the US, 0.9505 against the Aussie, 0.6041 euro, 0.5268 pounds, 75.33 yen. Gold trading at gold stronger, $1,321.71, and Brent crude also stronger, $62.17.
Yet another stellar week. Well done. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.